Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from the 31st chapter of Deuteronomy, where we find Moses addressing all Israel, telling them that while he won't be crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land, the Lord will go before them with Joshua as their appointed leader. Verse 7. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall go with this people into the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall give it to them as an inheritance. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." So Moses wrote this law and gave it to the priests, the sons of Levi, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and to all the elders of Israel. Then Moses commanded them, saying, "At the end of every 7 years, at the time of the year of remission of debts, at the Feast of Booths, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God, at the place which he will choose, you shall read this law in front of all Israel, so that they may hear and learn and fear the Lord your God, and be careful to observe all the words of this law. Their children, who have not known, will hear and learn to fear the Lord your God, as long as you live on the land which you are about to cross the Jordan to possess." Then the Lord said to Moses, in verse 19, "Now therefore, write this song for yourselves, and teach it to the sons of Israel. Put it on their lips, so that this song may be a witness for me against the sons of Israel. For when I bring them into the land flowing with milk and honey, which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten and are satisfied and become prosperous, then they will turn to other gods and serve them, and spurn me and break my covenant. Then it shall come about, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify before them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten from the lips of their descendants. For I know their intent, which they are developing today, before I have brought them into the land which I swore." So Moses wrote this song the same day, and taught it to the sons of Israel. Then he commissioned Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, "Be strong and courageous, for you shall bring the sons of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you." It came about, when Moses finished writing the words of this law in a book until they were complete, that Moses commanded the Levites, who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, "Take this book of the law, and place it beside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may remain there as a witness against you."
What a life Moses lived. By Pharaoh's decree, he should have been killed at birth. Instead, thanks to God's intervention and the faithful disobedience of the midwives and Moses' mother and sister, the future leader didn't just survive. He was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter and raised as a prince. Then his story took another turn. Moses chose to faithfully obey God and lead his countrymen in the fight against Pharaoh for their liberation from slavery. Later, after decades of wandering in the wilderness, Israel's sojourn was nearly at an end, and so were Moses' days on earth. His life story, though spectacular, was never simply about him. It was about intergenerational focus on God. Before Joshua was commissioned as the new leader, Moses recorded the book of the law so it could be regularly read to the people. He also wrote down a song, found in Deuteronomy chapter 32, that would echo in their hearts and minds for generations. As a result, Israelites who never met Moses would know the God who went before them and to whom they belonged. If you're a believer, wherever you are in your life or ministry, starting out, midway, or wrapping up your work, do you remember the God who says, "I have called you by name, you are mine"? And are you both receiving and passing down his blessings?